Here's Pastor Brian as he begins this week's study.
Welcome to the program today. All this week we're going to have a different approach. We're going to change from our format of looking at a doctrine and covering it all week and make this week a little more personal. The first day I want to share my testimony, let you get to know me a little bit more as to how the Lord brought me to Himself and called me into the ministry. And then for the rest of the week, we'll have Keith Smith join us. He's the show's producer, and we'll be discussing principles of ministry, the origins of solid ground, and the importance of the study of the Word of God. As I look over my life, I could definitely say that the Lord has been good to me. He has blessed me greatly in so many ways. And I could see His hand on my life from such a young age that He was preparing me for the things He's called me to do today. I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church, and at a young age, our family was somewhat stable, and I remember going to church every week, being part of the Catholic Church. And as I was growing up, I eventually became an altar boy. And an altar boy, for those who are not familiar with the Catholic Church, are the young boys that help the priest during the Mass. And so I did have somewhat of a heart for the things of the Lord. I did want to honor the Lord. I did want to obey Him at that young age. I did want to follow Him. But during my teen years, I started to deviate radically from the commandments and the ways that I knew that were pleasing to the Lord. And part of it, even though I know I bear the full responsibility, is that my home life was not a stable place during those formative years. Both my parents were alcoholics and drank to the point where they would abuse one another as well as verbally abuse the children. Actually, I come from a family of six kids. I'm the fourth child in a line of six. And it just wasn't a peaceful place to be, to say the least. And during those years, when I turned 13, basically I began to be on my own. I was able to come and go from the house almost as I wanted and was not really being supervised because my parents, they had their own problems that they were dealing with and really were not able to handle the responsibility of the children. And that's a time period when I was introduced to drugs and to alcohol and started to party and started getting involved with the wrong crowd and started to take drugs. By the grace of God, I didn't get too involved with drugs in the party life where I messed up my body or messed up my mind, but yet all the way through those high school years, it was still an aspect of my life. And even though I knew it was wrong, I was trying to fill some sort of void or emptiness that was in my heart. I thought I could find it through pleasure. And probably the biggest struggle that I had growing up in those teen years is that my father would be more critical and condemning of me, made statements like, oh, you'll never amount to anything, or, you know, I wish that you were never born. And so those comments I began to stuff down in my heart, and a lot of anger began to build up, and I just began to stuff that anger. As well as the way I saw my father treat my mom, there was really nothing I could do about it, but yet emotionally there was a response of anger, and again, I just stuffed those down. I can remember those days, and I can remember thinking that I wanted to be happy, and I thought what I needed was a lot of money. So during my teen years, I purposed to be successful in life in whatever I put my hand to do. So I would pour myself into whatever task that was set before me. And as the years went on, I thought, well, I need to be a millionaire, and that's how I'll find this happiness that I'm looking for. And so that was my goal in life, to be a millionaire. So if someone asked me during those teen years, what did I want to be? Well, I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be a millionaire. I knew that would be the thing that would fill that void within my heart. So that was the direction or the course that I set for my own life. And as things progressively got worse at my home, eventually at the age of 17, I decided to move out of the house and moved into a foster home, into a normal household where there was peace and it was an enjoyable place to be. But because of the anger that was in my heart, it caused some problems there in that foster home, and I was asked to move out. And in my last year in high school, there was a family that graciously opened up their home to me. It was actually a friend of mine that I was going to school with and played football with on the high school team. Their family invited me into their home and basically took care of me as if I was part of the family. And they were also a Catholic family, so I continued to go to the Catholic Church, not wanting to, living my life the way I wanted to, 6 days a week, and then I gave the Lord an hour at a time. But yet at the same time, I still knew that God was real. I knew that Jesus Christ was true. I knew that the Trinity, I knew the Bible was accurate, I knew there was a heaven and a hell, and I always knew that the way I was living my life was wrong, but there seemed no power to bring about a change to go in the right direction. And so as I graduated from high school, I still had that goal to make a lot of money, so I went off to college with that purpose in mind. And there was an important event that happened in that first year of college, which the Lord used to bring me to my knees. As I was living with this family and going to school at the same time, remember one day after working out in the yard, I just didn't feel right. And I sat down and I said, I think I need to go to the doctor. Something just doesn't feel right inside. And I went to the doctor that week and he examined me. And as he was examining me, he noticed that my heart was swollen. And so they took some tests and found out that I had a disease which was called endocarditis. Found out later that 1 in 3 people actually die from this disease, and I had to immediately go home and stay in bed, and stay literally in bed for 9 months. In the home that I was living in, my bedroom was upstairs. They had to bring my bed downstairs because they said even walking up the stairs was too much activity. So literally, I just had to lay there, couldn't move around. And as you're there by yourself and you have a lot of time on your hands, you begin to think. And I began to examine my life, realizing that I was sick, and that if I was to die, I knew that I was not going to go to heaven, that I would have spent eternity in hell. And that really brought fear to my heart. So I started calling out to God, started reading the Bible, didn't understand it. I just opened up the Old Testament, and I think I started reading Leviticus or Numbers, and none of it made any sense, but I continued to read the scriptures because I knew I needed some real answers to life, ones that related to what was going to happen to me after I die, because those were real considerations at that point. And after being sick and in bed for about 5 months, two friends of mine from high school that were Christians came to my house and invited me to a Bible study. It was an extension of one of the Calvary chapels, and I remember showing up that first night and looking around and seeing some of my friends from high school that I'd partied with, and even one of the guys was a drug dealer, and I looked at their lives, and I saw something in them, and I knew that there was a change that had taken place within their lives, and I looked in their life, and I saw they have something that I want, and so I remember as soon as I walked into that house, something told me this is where I needed to be, and this is where I was going to find answers, so I went for the next 4 weeks. And that was the only thing I could do during the week, was to go out to this Bible study, and all the other days I had to stay home. And so I went for 4 weeks straight just watching people's lives to make sure this was true. On the fourth week, they had a guest speaker, as a Baptist pastor named Pastor Mike, and he gave a simple Bible study that so touched my heart. It was like he was speaking right to me, talking about our need for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I went home that night, kneeled on the side of my bed, and I prayed and gave my life to the Lord. And at that instant, I knew the Lord was calling me into the ministry. He was calling me to receive the gift of salvation, but also to give my life to Him, to follow Him, and to go into the ministry. Now, I didn't know what that meant at that point, but I knew the Lord was asking for my entire life. And I surrendered my life to Him at that point. And the next day when I woke up, it was, as the scripture says, I was a new creation. Everything seemed new and different to me. Then I picked up the Bible, and it began to make sense to me, and I read it from cover to cover because I had so much time on my hands at that point, and it made sense to me. It was speaking to my heart and mind, and it was feeding me spiritually. And I remember one of the first passages out of the Bible that so applied to my life, because as I was still in this home, this was a Catholic family, and they loved me and taken care of me, and I viewed them as my parents at that time, that they were the individuals in authority over my life. And as being Catholic, they weren't understanding that I no longer wanted to be in the Catholic Church and that I wanted to go over to the Protestant Church. And I was looking into going away to a Protestant school. And they put things on the line and said, well, if you decide to go to that Protestant school, then you could no longer live with us, nor could we support you any longer. And at that time, I had also applied to UCLA. And they were going to pay for the schooling and everything, even give me some money for weekly expenses, so that would have been all covered. And so I had to make a decision. And I was torn between knowing this is what the Lord is calling me, to go into the ministry and to preach the gospel, but yet I didn't want to disrespect the individuals that were in that place, my parents at that time. And I remember reading through the Gospel of Mark, and verses 28 through 30 were my answer to the dilemma that I was in. These verses read this way. Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life." And so I knew at that point that the Lord was telling me I needed to leave this family and to trust Him and to go into the ministry as He had called me, and that He would supply all the needs that I had. And the Lord has been faithful to honor that passage of Scripture. The other Scripture the Lord gave me was Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37, which says, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So I realized I needed to honor the Lord and put Him first. That means I had to leave that household without any provision and simply walk by faith and trust that God would provide. And He has done that very thing. And in our program tomorrow, I'd like to continue and tell you of the goodness of God upon my life and how He has called me into the ministry and provided for me from that day forward. Hope this testimony has encouraged you today as well as helped you to get to know me a little better as a teacher on solid ground.